I am careful to think thoughts, surely, that I admire. I am careful to surely think thoughts that I admire. What are thoughts that I admire? Thoughts that I admire are thoughts about the world being a happy place to be, about my life being fulfilling and rewarding and wonderful at all times. Thoughts that I admire are thoughts that make me happy, that make me think joyous thoughts about other people. Whenever a thought comes into my mind about another person where I am thinking, oh, that's just too bad, I change it to, that's good, and I put it into the positive frame. It's something that I purposely must do, because thoughts come in and they say, well, you look at the normal things that humanity looks at and they say, this person's going to hurt that person, this person's going to do something evil, this person's going to be unkind to that person. And then what are you going to say? What are you going to say? You're going to think about that being unkind, about that person not being nice, about things going on that are not pleasing to you. We cannot allow ourselves to do that. I am careful to surely think thoughts I admire. And as I surely think thoughts that I admire, then my world is filled with admirable circumstances. Because my world is built upon thoughts alone. My world is built upon what thoughts I think, what attitudes go through my mind, what ideas come into my consciousness. Those are my thoughts. And that's my world. And if I allow my world to be anything other than supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, I'm wasting my time. Because I'm allowing myself to put dirty water in a clean glass. I'm a clean glass. You're a clean glass. We're all clean glasses. And if we allow ourselves to put dirty water in our clean glasses, then we're going to have dirty glasses to drink out of, and they're just going to get dirtier and dirtier. And it sort of compounds itself, too. It sort of makes itself feel very undesirable. I am careful to surely think thoughts I admire. I always think of myself as a pure glass, just off the dishwasher, just clean as a whistle, all wonderfully polished, wonderfully shiny. And then it's my choice now what I'm going to put into it, because the world is around me filled with possibilities. The world is around me filled with thoughts, thoughts that I have thought, thoughts that changed from when I thought them to by the time they got to somebody else. But what are these thoughts going to be? What are the thoughts I'm going to think? Well, what are these thoughts that I'm going to allow in my consciousness? Am I going to allow dirty water to get in my consciousness? Well, even there, you let the dirtiness filter out, let it settle out. And when you let the dirty water settle out, what happens? It no longer is dirty water. It is clean water. When you can have something that has been settled out, then what's left is pure water, is pure self. When you can stop and you're having a conversation and someone says something to you like, what a rotten day this is, and then you don't say a thing. You just sit there in your peaceful quietness and you let yourself think, this is a good day. This is a beautiful day. And then you don't say anything out loud. You don't say anything. You just meditate on, it's a good day. Letting all of the negative thoughts filter out to the bottom, not to be participated in at all. They're still there, but you don't take any part in them. And as you let those thoughts go, as you let those thoughts no longer be part of your way of thinking, then they're not what you admire. They are not what you pay attention to. They're not what you think about. What are these thoughts that I admire? I like thoughts of happiness, thoughts of peace, thoughts of love, thoughts of joy, thoughts of success, thoughts of health, thoughts of right action. Oh, yes. If I like those thoughts, then those are the only thoughts that I allow to surface in my life. I am that pure glass, and some dirty water was dumped in there. And so I relax and become peaceful. As I relax and become peaceful, the dirty water, the dirt, filters out of the water and settles to the bottom. It is not part of my usefulness. It's there. Now, if I have a chance to get myself cleaned up, get myself washed clean, soap, take away all the dirt, then I must be careful of what thoughts I allow, what thoughts I admire, what thoughts I pay attention to, what thoughts I allow in my glass of pure, my pure glass of thinkingness. It's really no more than that. Am I going to be in charge? Am I going to be responsible? Am I going to be at all times admiring that which is good and beautiful? And that which is not beneficial to me, that which is not what I want, I choose to be independently wealthy. I don't choose to be poor. So I will not allow myself to think of thoughts of being poor or poverty. I only allow myself the privilege of admiring happy thoughts, successful thoughts, abundance thoughts, goodness thoughts. All other thoughts just sort of drift to the bottom because they're not given any attention. We must admit they're still there, but we don't give them any attention. We don't admire them. We don't desire them. We don't empower them. We just let them settle to the bottom of the glass. I am careful to think thoughts, surely to think thoughts that I admire. And every moment of my life is like this, every moment. And when a thought comes in my mind and it wants to dwell for a while and it wants to say, hey, yeah, that's true, that's interesting, then so it is. Do I have the privilege to watch murder mysteries on television? Do I have the privilege to watch stories where people are doing things that are not nice? Yes, if I want to let it filter to the bottom. But why put it in there in the first place? Why put it in my consciousness in the first place that these things are going on? People watch me as I watch something and they say, why are you watching that? They're saying in their consciousness, in their heart. They're not saying it out loud because they know what's really going on in me is that I am listening only to the goodness. I'm listening to the beautiful thoughts, thoughts that I admire, thoughts that I desire, thoughts that I care about, and I empower them. I let them be. I let them come into my world. And I take my world and I say, hallelujah, how wonderful, it's great, it's great, it's great, it's wonderful. And the more I do that, the more I empower the truth, the more I empower that which is good and beautiful, the more I am that. Now that's all it is. That's all that I have to care about. That's all that matters to me, one teensy-weensy little bit. And that's all that matters to you too. Because if this is what you admire and allow to be in your pure glass, then there will be very little settling on the bottom. There will be very little that settles out of the undesirable thoughts of unhappy conditions of things that you do not want. And you will be living in the purity of your wholeness right now. We make this our choice. I know I make it mine. And what do you want for yours? Name it, claim it, accept it, enjoy it, and be it. You know that I love you, I love you, I love you. And I see you, the purity, in a pure glass, all the time. Yeah.